Oh, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹晚上好。
So good to see you.
我们非常高兴看到诸位。
We are for the our brothers and sisters in Los Angeles. We want to welcome you, brothers and sisters.
我们代表洛杉矶的弟兄姊妹欢迎大家。
This is WCCC 2024.
这是西岸基督徒聚会2024年。
When I think about all these years,
当我想到这些年的时候
since 1986,
这是从1986年开始的。
The Lord was so gracious to us.
主对我们实在是蛮有恩典。
Not 1 year, not 2 years.
不只是一年两年。
Not 10 years.
不止十年。
More than 30 years.
已经超过了三十年。
In all these years, He has brought up, the Lord has brought up,One generation, two generations, three generations.
这些年，这么多年以来，主是亲自的抚养了又一代又一代的人。
We thank the Lord when, you know, all these years, the things out in the world may be changing.
我们是在感谢主，因为在这些年以来，也许地上的事改变了。
But the Lord has given us something, a great foundation.
但是主实在给我们一个美好的根基
，which is the eternal purpose of God，
这就是主永神永远的旨意
，and the testimony of Jesus，
以及基督耶稣的见证。
In all these years，
这些年以来
，these things are not only precious for the older generation， is now also precious for the younger generation。We could see that。
这些题目不但是啊对老的一代有激励作用，对我们年轻的一代也是如此。
So we thank the Lord so much.
我们实在是感谢主。
And also the Lord gave us this opportunity to gather together.
主再一次给我们这样的机会聚集在一起。
And not only we seek the Lord Himself.
不但是我们追寻主自己。
Seek and know the Lord Himself.
我们是追寻他自己。
Yeah.And also, among brothers and sisters, we have this wonderful fellowship.
并且在我们弟兄姊妹之间，我们有美好的交通。
So, today when I see so many brothers and sisters coming,
今天当我们看到这么多弟兄姊妹来的时候
，I understand there are flight delays.
我知道有时候会有这个航班的延误。
We also feel there's a hot air in Los Angeles, very unusual.
我们也很遗憾地告诉大家，这段时间在洛杉矶这个天气不同寻常的热。
But I can see on the face of everybody one thing.
但是我从各位的脸上，我可以看到一件事。
I thought about, you know, the Passover on the Passover, the last Passover, there are some Greeks coming to Philip.
我想到在最后一个逾越节的时候，有一群希腊人来到腓力面前。
They say, we want to see Jesus.
他们说我们要见耶稣。
Now I believe, brothers and sisters, this is in your heart. I want to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这也是我们心里的盼望，是我要见到耶稣。
So, I'm sure that the Lord Jesus himself wants to see us.
我实在是确定我们的主也喜欢见到各位。
I'm sure that in every meeting, he wants to be there.
我也非常的确定在所有的聚会当中，他希望在我们中间。
The question is, are we going to be distracted by so many other things, or are we able to focus ourselves to him?
但是问题在于我们是不是被别的事情所搅扰呢？还是我们可以专心的在他面前？
So I believe that, brothers and sisters, let's, you know,focus our hearts to Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，让我们聚焦在主身上。
And focus our eyesight to Lord Jesus.
让我们的目光注视在我们的主身上。
He will do wonderful things.
他要做奇妙的工作。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much.
主，我们实在感谢你。
For so many years, Lord, you are so gracious to us.
这么多年以来，你实在对我们蛮有恩典。
Lord, we are what we are because of you.
主，我们今天能够成为现在的样式，实在是因着你自己。
But Lord, we know that you have a deeper heart, a deeper burden for us.
主，我们实在知道你有一个更深的盼望在我们身上。
And not only the older generation, but especially for the younger generation.
不只是老的一代，对于年轻的一代更是如此。
So Lord, we pray that this time, that your presence be with us.
主，我们是在祷告，这一次你的同在与我们在一起。
You know, whether we are in the meetings, message meetings,
不管我们是在信息的聚会当中，
or whether we are having discussions,
不管是我们在小组交通当中，
whether we are in the morning devotions,
还是在晨更当中，
and whether we are eating meals together,
或者是我们在一起吃饭的时候，
Lord, we ask that your presence be with us.
我们是在求主你的同在与我们在一起。
Lord, we want you to open our eyes.
我们是在求主你开我们的眼睛。
Open our hearts.
开我们的心。
So finally we can say how marvelous, how wonderful you are.
让我们最终可以讲，哦，主啊，你实在是何等美妙。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Raymond.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们实在感谢主的恩典，我们有这样的机会，我们一同在主面前聚集。
We thank the grace of the Lord that we are able to gather in this way.
我们先来读一点主的话。
Let's begin by reading some word of the Lord.
我们先看希伯来书第十二章第一节。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔拿摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们知道这次我们大会的主题就是节节的经文，奔拿摆在我们前头的路程。
We know the theme of this conference comes from this verse, run with endurance the race that is set before us.
那弟兄们要我的负担是在希伯来书第十章。
And the brothers have given me the burden in Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章是从第37节开始一直到末了。
Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 37 to the end.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延，只是一人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
我们还有彼得后书第三章十二节上半节。
Second Peter, chapter 3, verse 12, the first part.
切切仰望神的日子来到。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the days of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，我今天我要跟大家所交通的内容是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, today what do I like to fellowship with you?
我们一面要来看到关于基督的再来。
On one hand, we want to see the coming of Christ.
同时我们要看到到底我们怎么奔跑我们前面的路程。
At the same time, we want to see how we are going to run the race that is set before us.
我们可以这样说，我们是交通到关于基督的再来，还有我们怎么奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。
In other words, we're sharing about the coming of Christ and how we run the race.
我必须在这里承认。
I must confess here.
这个题目对我来说实在不知道该怎么来讲。
It is a topic that I did not know how to talk about.
当然可以讲一些道理，没问题。
And I can share you some teachings. That's okay.
我深深地相信这些道理，站在我前面的弟兄姊妹，你们大部分都知道得非常清楚。
I know those brothers and sisters sit before me. Many of these doctrines you know very well.
我想我的弟兄们在你们的讲台上也讲过这样的题目。
And your brothers have spoken these on the pulpit.
那弟兄姊妹，是的。
Brothers and sisters, indeed.
我们感谢神的恩典。
We thank the grace of God.
我们每一个人都有一个盼望。
Every one of us have a hope.
这个盼望，希伯来书告诉我们说，因着有这个盼望，我们就能够忍耐在地上各方各面的难处。
And because of this hope, the book of Hebrews says we are able to endure all the difficulties.
那我们的盼望是什么呢？
Then what is our hope?
我们盼望就是基督的再来。
Our hope is the coming of Christ.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我心里头也实在有这个感觉。
But brothers and sisters, I have this feeling in my heart.
关于基督的再来，原来不是一个道理。
And the coming of Christ is not a teaching.
是我们一个人的生活的态度。
It is an attitude of our life.
是我们每个人在神面前我们的心志，我们的心愿。
It is our determination, our heart before the Lord.
我们知道，你可以把关于基督再来的道理，你讲得很清楚。
We know that you can probably explain very clearly on the teachings of the coming of Christ.
但是重点是，你是不是一个等候基督回来的人呢？
But what matters is, are you someone who waits for the coming of Christ?
你如果就算这些道理你不是很清楚的把它说明白，
And if you cannot explain the teachings very clearly,
但是你过一个生活是等着基督再来的，那是何等的不一样。
But if you live a life that is waiting on the coming of Christ, how different that would be.
我常常怀念我的连讲弟兄。
I often remember our elderly brother.
他站在讲台上一次又一次向我们发出挑战，也发出提醒。
And every time, once and again, he stood on the pulpit. He challenged us and he reminded us.
他问我们说：“你预备好没有？”
He asked us, "Are we ready?"
他问我们说：“你预备好没有？”
He asked us, "Are you ready?"
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到这里有一位神的仆人？
Here you see a servant of God.
他不单是讲到一些主关于基督再来的道理。
Not only he speaks on the teaching of the coming of Christ.
在他心里头有一个渴慕。
But in his heart he had a desire.
他真的是等候基督的回来。
He waited for the coming of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你知道如果遇到这样的题目，你头的感觉是何等的不容易呢？
When you have a topic like that, the burden in you is so great.
我在主面前必须要承认。
And I must confess before the Lord.
我可以把这些道理告诉大家。
I can tell you about the teachings.
我但是我真的惧怕。
But I'm afraid.
我的心智赶不上。
That my heart cannot catch up.
我的心智赶不上。
My will cannot catch up.
所以我在主面前的祷告是什么？
And this is my prayer before the Lord.
我求主真的在弟兄姊妹心处能够说话。
That may the Lord speak in the depths of your heart.
我可以把一些头脑的能够明白的道理告诉弟兄姊妹。
I can give you some knowledge that you can understand with your head.
有的可能你不知道。
And some perhaps you didn't know.
可能你都非常的清楚。
Or perhaps you know them very well.
你说哎呀，结果郭弟兄他讲的我都知道了。
You say what Brother Quark said, I have known them.
但重点是什么呢？
But what is important?
我们在节目后的日子。
That in these last days.
我们是不是真知道基督再来的重要？
Do we know how important?For Christ to come.
我用弟兄姊妹都知道，我们基督的工作有五个方面。
I think brothers and sisters, we all know that the work of Christ has five aspects.
我想就像我们手有五个指头一样。
Just like five fingers on our hand.
第一个是基督到地上来。
First, Christ coming to this earth.
第二个是他受死。
And he died.
然后他复活。
His resurrection.
然后他升天。
And his ascension.
然后他再来。
And his coming again.
你一个手就有五个你可以记得的。
These are the five things you can count with your fingers.
所以你不能缺少一个。
You cannot miss any one of them.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他来到地上。
When he came to this world.
他成功救赎。
He completed salvation.
他为我们死，为我们活。
He died and he lived for us.
他也为了我们升到高天之上。
And he for our sake ascended to the heavens.
但是更宝贵的是什么？
But what is more precious?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们主他要再来。
We know that our Lord he is coming again.
当主再来的时候，
And when he comes again,
神那永远的旨意就成就了。
The eternal purpose of God will be fulfilled.
我们可以在这里讲到神永远的旨意。
We can talk about the eternal purpose of God.
我们也在学神永远的旨意。
And we can learn from the eternal purpose of God.
也许我们的生活就活在神永远旨意里头被提醒。
And perhaps as we live in the eternal purpose of God, we may be reminded.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们都等候哪一天？
We all wait for that day.
我们等候基督荣耀的再来。
We wait for the glorious return of Christ.
当主再来的时候，
When he comes again,
神荣耀的旨意就成就了。
The eternal purpose of God is fulfilled.
我们读到主的话，
When we read from the word of God,
我们知道整个救恩的目的，
We know that the entire purpose of salvation
都要总结在这个点上。
It must conclude on this point.
如果我们没有抓住这个重点
And if we do not lay hold of this point,
弟兄姊妹我们对主的救恩认识就不够完全了。
And then we do not have the full understanding of the salvation of the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他的确救了我们。
He indeed saved us.
在我们地上过生活的时候他来保守我们来坚固我们。
And as we live on this earth, he keeps us and protects us.
我们有重担的时候，他替我担负我们的重担。
When we have a burden, he carries our burden.
我们有难过的时候，他给我们安慰。
When we are sorrow and sadness, he gives us comfort.
我们有缺乏的时候，他给我们供应。
When we are in need, he supplies.
这一切都是主给我们的。
All these the Lord gives.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我们还要知道一个重要的事情。
We need to know one important thing.
那是什么呢
？What is it?
那是基督的再来。
That is the coming again of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，从创世纪到启示录。
Brothers and sisters, from Genesis to Revelation.
回顾整本圣经。
The whole Bible.
就是告诉我们这个事实。
And it tells us this fact.
我们都是等候基督的再来。
We await for the coming again of Christ.
我想解释一些开始的话，给弟兄姊妹一些的提醒吧。
I think these are the opening words to remind us.
我自己对原文一点都不认识。
Now, in terms of the original language, I do not know.
我只是看了一些参考的资料。
I only have checked on some reference books.
那所以在座如果弟兄姊妹，你是希腊文的专家，我讲错了，你来告诉我。
Now, if in our midst there are some Greek experts, if I'm wrong, please come and correct me.
在新约圣经里头
，In the New Testament Bible,
关于基督的再来有三个词来形容的。
There are three words describing the coming of the Lord Jesus.
第一个是我们经常会用到的字。
The first word we use it often.
啊，我的英文不好。我试着讲 parousia.
It's the first word is parousia.
是说到主的再临。
That is the coming again of Christ.
那是在马太福音二十四章第一次的出现。
It first appeared in Matthew 24.
说到基督要再来。
It speaks the coming again of Christ.
但是其实在新约圣经里头不但用这个词。
But in fact in the New Testament not only just this word.
那还有两个词是说到主的再来的。
There are two more words speaks of his coming.
那我就完全不会念了。
That I do not know how to read them.
那第一个是说到主的再来，好像一个启示一样的。
Now the first thing for the coming of the Lord, like a revelation.
其实圣经里头很多个地方，我就不一个一个的提出来了。说到主的来是一个启示。
This word is used many times in the New Testament. It speaks as a revelation.
就同样在以弗所书里头所说到那个智慧和启示的灵，那跟主再来那个显现是同一个字的。
The same word used.In Ephesians, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that same word, the appearing of Christ.
好像主来在我面前，好像是用个布接起来一样。
As if the coming of the Lord is shielded with a cloth.
但是主的话提醒我们。
But the word of God reminds us.
有一天这个布要揭开。
One day this cloth will be removed.
不再隐藏了。
It will no longer cover.
这个历世历代的奥秘。
And this mystery of the generations.
关于基督的再来我们看见了。
We will be able to see the coming of Christ.
那还有一个词。
And then another word.
是说到主来的显现。
It is the appearing of Christ.
这个在新约圣经里头出现了六次。
And it appeared six times in the New Testament.
主是主要都是保罗在用的。
Mostly used by the Apostle Paul.
但这个显现就跟主的荣耀发生了关系。
But this appearing has to do with the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是一些资料给你们知道一下。
This is but some reference for you to know.
一边说到主的降临。
On one hand, it speaks of the coming of the Lord.
一边主来好像启示一样给我们看见。
On one hand, it's like a revelation to be shown to us.
然后主的再来就显在我们的眼前，是显现，是荣耀的显现。
And as he appears, it's the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你对主再来，你心里头的感觉是怎么样呢
？Concerning the coming of the Lord, what is it in your heart？
在里头，你有没有想过，你爱慕主的再来呢
？Have you ever thought that you love the coming of the Lord？
这是我们大会的题目是
，And this is the theme of our conference。
我们要奔那摆在我们前头的路程
，To run the race that is set before us。
到底基督的再来跟我们奔跑又有什么关系呢
？What does it have to do the coming of Christ with our running？
我们靠主的恩典，今天晚上我们一同来思想一点。
And by the grace of God, let us consider these.
到底我们怎么奔达摆在我们前头的路程
？How can we run the race that is set before us, brothers and sisters?
我们一生人都在奔跑。
All our life, we are in running.
我不知道你同意不同意。
I don't know if you agree.
照着主的话告诉我们。
As the word of the Lord tells us.
我们是一个运动员。
We are an athlete.
就好像保罗所说的。
Just like Paul said.
他在哥林多前书里头告诉我们。
In the First Corinthians he said.
他说我们都在场上奔跑的人。
We all run this race.
我们都在赛跑。
We're all running.
但我们跑呢要得到什么
？But why do we run?
在地上要得到那些能坏的冠冕。
On this earth.We run toward those corruptible crowns.
但我们呢?
But what about us?
我们要得那个不能坏的冠冕。
We aren't going to obtain the incorruptible crown.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你们参加过田径比赛。
I don't know if you have ever joined a track and field racing.
你们有没有赛跑过?
Have you ever raced?
如果有一个赛跑没有终点你愿意跑吗?
If you run a race, there is no finish line. Would you run in it?
不可能的。
You wouldn't.
我们都每个人都在努力跑。
We all run very hard.
但是我们跑的时候，我们望着那个终点奔去的。
But we run toward the finish line.
对不对呢
？Right?
你不能乱跑的。
You can't just run anywhere.
你起跑，不管是长跑、短跑、中距离跑，你这跑的时候，你这向着终点直奔。
Short distance run, mid distance, long distance, you run toward the end.
弟兄姊妹，我们奔跑的时候就需要有一个终点。
If we run a race, we need.To have an end.
什么时候是我们的终点呢?
When is it our end?
我们的终点就是主再来的时候。
Our end is the coming again of the Lord.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我里头有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, in me there's a heart, there's a feeling.
年轻人听我说。
Young people, listen to me.
你的终点不是你躺进坟墓的哪一天。
Your end point is not the day you lay in the grave.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是等死。
Brothers and sisters, today we do not wait to die.
你不是说，哎呀，这个也会死，那个也会死，我哪一天死啊
？Oh, this person died, and this person is going to die. When am I going to die?
那如果我死那天，我就跑完了。
And if the day I die, I finish the race.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
其实不信主的人的心思。
This is the heart of the non-believers.
不信主的人，他在地上，他所等的就是那一天的坟墓。
If you're a non-believer, you wait for the day of your tomb.
不管。你在地上有多聪明、多才干、多有财富
，However talented and smart you are, or how wealthy you are，
你在如果你没有得着基督
，If you have not obtained Christ，
如果你不是奔跑这条属天的道路
，If you're not running the heavenly race，
很抱歉，你就跟地上的人完全一样。
Sadly, you're exactly the same with the people of the world。
你可以跑八十年、九十年
，You can run for 80, 90 years。
我看到一个报道说，我们每个人。大概快要活到125岁了。
I saw a report that some of us are going to live about 125 years.
我不知道真的还是假的。
I don't know how true it is.
但是就是125岁。
But even if it's 125 years.
比摩西活得更长五岁。
5 years longer than Moses.
但是你还是躺进坟墓里头。
But you lay in the end, in the tomb.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, that is not our hope.
我们盼望是基督再来。
Our hope is the return of Christ.
我们不是走啊走啊走到一个坟墓的里头去。
We're not walking to the tomb.
我们真希望我们活着的时候主就再来了。
We so desire that while we're alive, the Lord comes.
然后我们旅程就到终点了。
Then our journey comes to an end.
我们跑步就到终点了。
And our racing comes to an end.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们读希伯来书十二章哪句话
When we read Hebrews chapter 12,
奔哪宅在摆在我们前头的路程
run the race that is before us
那英文比较清楚中文就没有那么清楚
the English is more clear than the Chinese
英文是说这个路程就是一个赛跑
in English it says that the journey is a race
中文是一个路程好像一条路漫漫长路你这样怎么跑都可以
The Chinese is like a journey without necessarily an end
但弟兄姊妹不是的
But brothers and sisters not so
原来这个奔跑是个赛跑
We're running a race
你不是去你郊游一样慢慢的在这里漫步
This is not like a picnic you stroll around
好，今天很多弟兄姊妹说我们去散步吧我们就慢慢的走不是的
Some people say let's go for a walk let's walk that's not so
当你奔的时候说明什么
？When you run, what does it mean？
那要用力气的。
You need to give strength。
要累的。
You will get tired。
会你会喘气的。
You might pant。
是吗
？Right？
如果你说你真的在奔跑
，If you say you are running，
你是发觉你要付力量的。
You need to give effort。
你不能够随随便便的。
You cannot just run anyway。
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
希伯来书的作者提醒我们
The writer of Hebrew reminded us
我们今天是在奔拿摆在我们前头的路程
Today we run the race that is set before us
弟兄姊妹原来我们每一个人都有一个比赛放在我们的面前
Brothers and sisters, before us there is a race for every one of us
这个路程不是让我们这轻轻松松的来走完它
And this race is not so that you can finish it with ease
那是我们要努力的来奔跑来走在这个路上
But we strive to run on this race
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
你知道你的人生在奔跑吗
Do you know that your life is running?
啊，现在我知道中国有个词以前我不懂的叫做躺平
I know now there's a phrase popular phrase in China to lay flat
很多人说现在我啥都不做了我躺平
Many people say I now do nothing I just lay flat
那其他弟兄姊妹我们基督徒不可能躺平的
Now Christians we cannot lay flat
我们不可以
Not possible
我们要努力
We need to strive
我们要用力
We need to give effort
我们要奔那摆在我们前头的赛道
Run with endurance the race
弟兄姊妹摆在我们的一生是一条的赛道
And in our life there is a race
我们在这赛道上奔跑
And on this track, we run.
我们将奔跑的时候，我们才能够真正等候主的回来。
And as we run this race, we truly are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
我可以这样说。
Let me say it this way.
一个奔跑的人
，for someone who runs,
是等候主回来的人。
That is someone who waits for the coming of the Lord.
为什么
？Why?
当你奔跑的时候，你是朝着目标跑的。
Because when you run, you're running toward a goal.
你知道，这是我最终的目标。
You know that this is my finish line.
所以你要朝着它往前奔去。
So you need to run towards it.
这是我一生要追求的方向跟目标。
This is the pursuit of my life and goal.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你有没有跑过
？Have you run it yet？
不用告诉我。
Don't tell me.
那从小学、中学总会跑跑步吧
？Since your elementary school, your high school, you must have run.
我不太好意思告诉你。我年轻的时候还是田径队的。
And our brother used to be in the track and field team when he was young.
辛苦啊。
It was hard work.
你知道我被训练的时候还记得。
I still remember how he trained me.
那个教练不是真的，就是对我们好像不是人一样。
The coach was inhumane.
我们几个队员跑完以后。
A few of us, the members of the team, after we ran.
我还记得。我停下来我就吐了。
I remember as I stopped, I threw up.
你试过吐吗？辛苦到吐，我们几个都吐到一塌糊涂。
The few of us, we all threw up.
他一点怜悯心都没有。
And the coach had no heart.
吐完了吗
？Have you finished?
再来。
Let's go again.
为什么
？Why?
我们要得奖赏。
Because we want to receive the reward.
我们希望到在比赛的时候，我们能够把奖牌拿回来。
When there's an actual race, we can win the reward.
我们是辛苦没错。
It is true, we worked very hard.
跑了都吐了。
We ran to the point of throwing up.
但是我们还是在跑。
But we continue on running.
我累，他们说你要跑到一个地步啊，你的肌肉啊变成机械一样。
They run to a point that your muscle becomes like a machine.
你会累，但是你不会停。
You will be tired, but you will not stop.
啊，其实是很有讲究的。啊，今天不是想田径课。
We're not here to teach you track and field.
但弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
如果你真的跑的时候，你就发觉这的确是用力量跑的。
And if you run, you will realize that you need effort.
但弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我问一个很简单的问题。
Let me ask you a simple question.
今天到底谁跟你在跑呢？
Today, who runs with you?
谁带你跑呢
？Who is leading the race?
你有没有想过这个问题啊
？Have you ever thought of that?
你知道你有没有看电视那些残奥，就是残障人奥运会
？Have you ever saw the Paralympic?
有一个项目
，There's one competition.
那是瞎的人在跑步。
Is the blind people running the race?
你有没有看过
Have you seen that?
有摇头有点头啊，没关系。那个运动员是瞎眼的。
The athlete, he's blind.
他根本看不到前面。
They cannot see what's in front of them.
那怎么办呢？
So how do they do it?
有一个陪跑员。
There is a, like an assistant runner.
啊，这个陪跑员跑得也很快的。
And that assistant runner runs very fast too.
比他快一点。
Slightly faster than the athlete.
那跑的时候怎么办呢？
So how do they run this?
我是譬如说我是陪跑员。
For example, if he's the assistant,
他是运动员。
I'm the actual athlete.
我手里拿着一根绳子。
He will hold in his hand a rope.
他的手就接着绳子的哪一头。
I will catch the other end of the rope.
那我一直跑的时候呢，这个手就紧紧握住这个绳子。
As we run, we both hold tight to this rope.
这个绳子就传递了我的消息。
And this rope will pass on this message.
我的这个绳子告诉他说，现在要靠左，现在要靠右。
And this rope will tell him now go a little left, go a little right.
现在要拐弯了。
Now we need to turn.
现在要加速了。
Now we need to speed up.
这一条绳子传递了很多的信息。
And this rope has many messages.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道希伯来书告诉我们什么？
The Hebrews tells us this.
在希伯来书第三章跟我们说。
Hebrews chapter 3 tells us this.
他说同蒙天召圣洁的弟兄啊。
Oh, holy brother of the same heavenly calling.
弟兄姊妹，中文翻得不够到位，原谅我这样说。
The Chinese translation is not quite there.
哪里告诉我们说有一条叫做属天的道路？
And there it says there is a heavenly way.
这个叫从属天来的呼召。
That there's a heavenly calling.
这个呼召是我们的主，他来招呼我们的。
And this heavenly calling comes from the Lord.
他来招呼我们的时候，他叫我们跟他在一起。
When he come and called us, he said, be with me.
弟兄姊妹，你听到这个呼召吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you heard this call?
主说这是一个属天的呼召。
Our Lord said, this is a heavenly calling.
这不是地上的呼召。
This is not an earthly calling.
他呼召我们来奔跑这条的道路。
Called us to run the heavenly way.
这个路不是走在地上的。
This is not an earth on earth.
这个赛跑的终点不是在地上的。
And the end point of this race is not on earth.
这个赛跑的终点是在天上的。
The end of this race is in heaven.
但很遗憾的。
But sadly.
弟兄姊妹，你同意不同意？我们都瞎眼的。
Brothers and sisters, do you agree that we're all blind?
你知道怎么走属天的路吗？
Do you know how to walk the heavenly way?
你知道这个属天的路怎么走吗？
Do you know how to walk the heavenly way?
你有满枪的热情，满腔的热血，你要奔，你知道这个路怎么走吗？
You're full with vigor and filled with zealous, but how do you walk it?
很可能你体力很充沛。
Perhaps you're full of vigor.
你可以跑得很快。
You can run very fast.
但最遗憾的是你不懂得路啊。
But sadly, you do not know the way.
用我的话说，你属灵的眼睛是瞎的。
In my words, your spiritual eyes are blind.
你看不见路是在哪里。
You do not see where the way is.
你要奔跑。
You want to run.
但是你需要有一个领航员。
But you need someone to assist, to guide.
你需要有一个人带你跑。
You need someone to lead you.
不然的话，你都浪费时间了，不是吗？
Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
你走错了。
You run the wrong course.
你要往这边转，你转错了。
You're turning the wrong way.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
希伯来书第三章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 3 tells us.
第一节说，今天我们主来呼召我们。
Here, the Lord has a heavenly calling.
做我最好的同伴。
And he will be my best companion.
你跟我一起跑。
Run with me together.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你知道我们走我们在这个竞赛的跑道上。
You know, on this track of racing.
你以为你一个人在跑吗？
Do you think that you're running by yourself?
你把头低下来，一直往前冲，往前冲，你一定走得对吗？
You look down and you keep running. Are you running the right way?
不是的。
No, it's not like that.
我们会走错的。
We will run the wrong way.
我们会不知道跑到哪里去。
We get lost.
我们主知道。
But our Lord knows.
他怎么说呢？
How did he say?
你来，我们一起走。
He said, come, let's walk together.
说希伯来书三章十四节这样说。
So, chapter 3 verse 14 says.
中文跟英文还是有点差别。
The Chinese and English differ slightly.
但是中文的声音说，如果我们把起初的信心坚持到底。
For if we hold the confidence, hold fast the confidence to the end.
那就是做基督的同伴了。
Then we are the partakers of Christ.
那这个 这中文说就有份于基督了。
It is to have part with Christ.
其实这个字跟三章一节的同样一个字。
It is the same word used chapter 3 verse 1.
那我们是跟基督做同伴了。
We are companions with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有信心。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have faith.
我们有这个信心。
To have this faith.
我们知道谁在我们旁边。
We need to know who is beside us.
我们不能够离开他。
We cannot leave from him.
我跟主这个连接不能中断。
This union with the Lord cannot be
弟兄姊妹，你想那个陪跑员跟那个运动员，如果这个联系中断了
，Can you imagine the assistant runner and the athlete, the connection lost?
虽然短短一个绳子
，Even though it's a short rope,
但是如果绳子断了
，But if the rope got cut off,
这个交通没有了
，When the fellowship is cut off,
那个交通断绝了
，When the communication is cut off,
问题就马上发生了
，Then immediately you have problems.
你不知道往哪里去了
，You don't know where to go.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们服侍主的危机在什么地方？
Brothers and sisters, where is the crisis in our service?
我们满腔的热血。
We are full of zeal.
我们很希望为主做点什么事。
We want to do something for the Lord.
我们主，我要为你奔跑。
Oh Lord, I want to run for you.
我要往前冲，往前冲。
I want to rush and go forward.
但是从来没有跟主有好的交通。
But we have not had a good fellowship with the Lord.
跟主那个交通中断的。
We have interrupted the fellowship with the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹怎么办？
What do we do, brothers and sisters?
然后我们将奔走的时候，我们就发觉我们走错了。
If you run on this way, you discover you're running the wrong way.
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
有的时候不是我们努力不努力。
Sometimes it's not a matter of whether we put effort.
不是我们拼不拼。
And whether or not we strive for it.
或者说还是我们到底有没有在跑。
Or whether a matter of fact, whether we're running.
那重点是
What is important is this.
你跑得对不对？
Have you run the right way?
怎么能够跑得对呢？
How do you run the right way?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主不是好像一个观众一样坐在那个瞭望台。
The Lord is not like an audience sitting on the seat.
他在上面看，哦，这个郭定强在跑，哦，这个 Barry 在跑。
He's looking at Timothy Kwok and Barry, they're running.
哎呀，他跑错了，你看他跑错了。
Look at him, he's running the wrong way.
哎呀，这个不是一个方向，不是这个方向。
He's running the wrong way.
我们的主不是。
That's not what our Lord is doing.
我们主不是坐在天上来观看我们这个努力的满身大汗在跑，不是的。
He does not sit above in heaven and look at us run with sweat.
不是。
No.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他下来。
He came.
他叫我们说，我们一同来奔跑属天的道路。
He said, "Let us run this heavenly way together."
他说，这个赛跑不是你一个在跑。
He said, "This race is not just run by yourself."
我来领你跑。
Let me lead you in
running. 只要你跟我交通不断。
As long as the fellowship is not interrupted.
我就能够带你走在正路上。
I can lead you on the right path.
我要让你一直奔达正确的正路上。
I will allow you to run.Continuously on the right way.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果你在等候主回来
If you are waiting for the coming of the Lord,
如果你说我要奔及前面的路程
If you said I am running the way ahead,
有一个你必须要先弄清楚的
There's one thing you need to figure out first.
这是我们一生的路程
This is the journey of our life.
但也是我们跟主在一起奔跑的路程
This is also the race that we run together with the Lord.
如果他不带着我来跑
if he does not lead me in racing,
我根本不知道往哪里跑。
I would not at all know where to go.
我不知道这样跑是对还是错。
I would not know at all whether this is right or wrong.
我也看过一些运动会。
I have seen some athletic competitions.
那个跑马拉松的。
They run the marathon.
路太长了。
It's a very long journey.
拐弯拐错了。
They took the wrong turn.
人家都冲终点了，他还跑在雷头去了。
They run to the finish line. He's going somewhere else.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们不是这样。
This is not so for us.
我们也不可以这样。
And we cannot be like this.
如果你不是主来领着你跑
，If the Lord is not leading you in racing，
你就没有看到那个合宜正确的目标。
And you have not yet seen the right, the proper goal.
然后我再跟弟兄姊妹们想。
And I continue with this.
圣经说我们是赛跑。
The Bible says we're in a race.
我小的时候我也参加过很多的不是很多参加过一些比赛。
When I was younger, I joined some racing.
比赛呢 就有对手，对不对？
To race, you have competition, right?
我跟他赛跑，那当然他是我的对手。
If we run against each other, we are each other's competitors.
我们总有一个跑得比较快一点，对不对？
One of us is going to run faster.
那保罗说，我们在墙上呢，我们都跑。
And Paul says, on the race, we're all running.
我们要得着那个作为我们的奖赏。
And we want to receive the reward.
我要跑赢他。
I need to run over him.
我要把他抛在后头。
I need to run first.
然后我就赢了。
And then I win.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你想想看。
Think about this.
如果我们的一生在赛跑，
If in our life we're running a race,
然后如果我们是赛跑的时候，你跟谁比赛呢？
Now who is your competitor?
在你这个跑道上，谁跟你在同个跑道上来跑呢？
On this track, who is your competitor?
你跟谁在比赛呢？
Who are you running against?
有没有想过？
Have you thought about this?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是我的看法哈。
This is my view.
我们跟自己比赛。
We run against ourselves.
你不是跟人家比赛。
You don't run against other people.
你知道，当我看到一些属灵前辈的时候，
When I see some spiritual fathers,
我看见他高高的在高山顶上。
I see them high above on the mountaintop.
怎么跟啊？
How do I run with them?
怎么追啊？
How do I catch up to them?
如果我跟他在同一条跑道上，我放弃了。
If I'm on the same race with them, I give up.
我怎么跟他比赛啊？
How do I race with them?
一起跑已经输了。
At the start line, we already lost.
不能跑。
There is no competition.
没有比赛的可能。
There is no way we can run together.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在中国最近有一句话很流行的说，没有比较就没有伤害。
It's another phrase that's kind of popular now in China. Without comparison, you don't feel hurt.
你跟这个弟兄比，这样那个弟兄比，跟这个姊妹比，跟那个姊妹比，不是你受伤就是他受伤。
If you're compared with this brother, that sister, either you get hurt or they get hurt.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我的感觉是，原来这个比赛，这个赛跑，你不是跟你周围的弟兄姊妹比赛。
My feeling is that on this race, you're not racing against brothers and sisters around you.
那是跟谁比呢？
Now who do we run against?
是跟你自己比。
You run against yourself.
主，我们的主是带着你跑。
But our Lord leads you in this race.
要你向前跑，
to take you forward,
那是你跟自己来比赛。
But you run against yourself.
你有没有往前跑呢？
Have you run forward?
我说一些大家容易明白的比喻吧。
Let me try to put this in simpler parables.
假如，
For example,
你爱世界是50分。
If you love the world and give you a mark for 50%,
你爱主也是50分。
And you love the Lord for 50%.
明天呢？
And tomorrow,
你爱主变成55分。
And you love the Lord for 55 points.
爱世界呢，变成45分。
And love the world for 45 points.
那怎么办？怎么说？
Then what's happening?
你就往前跑了。对吗？
You have run forward, right?
你渴慕主回来，今天是60分。
If your desire for the Lord's return is 60 mark,
明天是65分。
Tomorrow is 65.
那怎么办？
Then what's happening?
那你又往前跑了。
You have run forward.
是不是？
Right?
如果你对主的渴慕今天是65分。
And if your desire for the Lord today is 65.
明天是70分。
Tomorrow you're 70.
感谢主你又往前跑了。
And thank the Lord you have run forward.
那弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters,
你不是跟人家比的。
You're not racing against other people.
跟你自己比。
You're racing against yourself.
你自己来算一算。
Now count this yourself.
你到底有没有往前跑呢？
Have you run forward?
你今天爱主是60分。
Today you love the Lord for 60 points.
明天还是60分。
Tomorrow you're still 60 points.
那说明什么？
What is that happening?
你站着不动。
You're standing still.
是吗？
Right?
啊，你不要看看，哎，到底他有没有爱主？你不要管人家。
Never mind if he is loving the Lord.
哎呀，我常看弟兄们说，哎呀，弟兄啊，你要爱主，姊妹啊，你要服侍，你看看自己呗。
We hear some people say, brother, you need to love the Lord, sister, serve the Lord. Look at yourself first.
哎呀，弟兄啊，现在教会荒凉啊，你要起来啊。
Oh, my brother, now look at the desolation of the church. Rise up.
不是说你错。
Not to say that you're wrong.
但是问题是，到底你有没有往前奔跑呢？
But whether or not have you run forward.
弟兄姊妹，我看到一些年长弟兄，我打从心里头真的佩服他们。
And I have seen some elderly brothers from my heart, I admire them.
在他们年老的时候
，in their advanced age，
在他们身体衰弱的时候
，when their body corrupts，
但是说到属灵的事情
，but when you come to the spiritual things，
他根本没有停过下来
，they have never slowed down，
他们还是一直往前
，they kept going forward，
他一天比一天往前
，day by day they are more forward。
他渴慕主再来，昨天是八十分
，their heart desiring the coming of the Lord yesterday maybe 80 points。
那今年看见他八十五分了。
And、this year you see them, they're at 85.
然后再明年再看他九十分了。
And、next year you see them 90 points.
他对主渴慕是一天一天的进步。
Their heart for the Lord grows day by day.
他对主的旨意的明白。
And the understanding of the purpose of God.
他所活出来的见证。
And the testimony they live out.
告诉我们说他是一个没有停下来奔跑的人。
It tells you he has never stopped from running.
可能他身体衰弱。
And perhaps his body corrupts.
他走路都要拿着拐杖走了。
Perhaps he has to walk with a cane.
可能需要弟兄来搀着他。
Maybe someone need to help them walking.
他弟兄们站在这里，他不能站在讲台讲话，他要坐着讲话。
Perhaps he can't stand while he speaks. He had to sit.
但弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到一个事实
？But brothers and sisters, do you see the fact?
他没有停下来。
He has never stopped.
他是一直往前奔走的一个人。
He is someone who kept running the race.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
主的再来是宝贵的应许
And the coming of the Lord is a precious promise
你宝贵这应许吗
Do you treasure this promise?
当主有这个宝贵应许摆在我面前的时候
When this promise is set before us
弟兄姊妹你是一直努力往前奔的吗
Brothers and sisters, do you strive to continue onward?
希伯来书告诉我们
Hebrews tells us,
他说义人必因信得生
and the righteous shall live by faith.
我这个待会我再讲哈
and I will tell you this later.
这是哈巴谷书的二章四节的话
That's out of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
然而是哈巴谷在主面在神面前他满了各样的压力他向神来呼求
While time when Habakkuk was under all kinds of pressure, he cried out to God.
哈巴谷意思就是拥抱。
Habakkuk means to embrace.
他说拥抱好像一个小朋友抱住妈爸爸的脚。
Like a child, he embraced the leg of the father.
他说爸爸为什么为什么
Oh, father, why is this happening?
那神就告诉他。
And God explained.
义人必因信而活。
That the just shall live by faith.
但是希伯来书还告诉我们。
But Hebrews tells us this.
他如果退后
If anyone draws back,
我心里就不喜欢他。
My soul has no pleasure in him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
希伯来书不但告诉我们说义人必因信得生。
Hebrews not only tells us the just shall live by faith.
希伯来书还告诉我们说原来如果我们在这个跑道上退后神说我心里就不高兴了。
And Hebrews also said, if someone draws back from this race, my soul is not pleased.
我不喜欢了。
I take no pleasure in it.
什么叫退后啊
？What does it mean to draw back?
今天爱主五十分。
Today you love the Lord 50 points.
明天呢
？Tomorrow
变成四十五。
45。
后天呢
？And the day after
变成四十。
40。
那是什么
？Then what's happening?
那是退后。
You're drawing back.
你渴慕主回来，今天是五十分。
Your desire for the coming of the Lord today at 50 points.
明天四十五。
Tomorrow at 45.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这叫做退后。
That's called drawing back.
主说你要往前奔跑啊。
The Lord says, run, press ahead.
我要带着你一直往前啊。
I'm leading you ahead.
今天是六十，明天六十五，然后七十、七十五，就一起往前加上去的。
Today 60, tomorrow 65, 70, it adds on.
但是如果你一直退后呢
？But if you keep drawing back.
主说我心里就不喜欢了。
The Lord said, my soul has no pleasure in him.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我问这个问题。
Francis.Just allow me, forgive me for asking you this.
你是往前跑呢，还是往后退呢？
Are you running forward or drawing back?
外面的人可能不知道。
Perhaps people around you may not know.
但你自己知道的。
But you yourself, you know.
世界是越来越可爱呢，还是世界越来越不可爱？
Is the world more and more lovely or less and less lovely?
赚钱对你来说越来越重要呢，还是越来越不重要呢？
To make money, is it more and more important to you or less important?
这个最缠的你越来越紧呢，还是这个最缠你越来越松呢？
Is the sin entangling you tighter and tighter or looser and looser?
你早上与主庆敬祷告的时间是越来越长呢，还是越来越短呢？
Your morning devotion time when you draw close to the Lord, is it getting longer and longer or shorter and shorter?
有弟兄告诉我
，A brother told me，
他晚上祷告
，At night when he prays，
他说主啊，今天我太累了，晚安。
He said, Lord, today I'm too tired. Good night.
你是这样祷告吗
？Do you pray like this？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
主的话告诉我们
，The word of the Lord says，
你要奔跑
，You need to run，
你要往前奔跑
，Run ahead。
如果你退后
，If you draw back，
我心里就不喜欢了。
My soul takes no pleasure in you。
弟兄姊妹，你不是要讨人的喜欢
？Brothers and sisters， we do not seek to please men。
你不是要讨这个你的前面的年长弟兄的喜欢
？You are not seeking the pleasure of the elderly brothers。
你要主喜欢
，You need to seek the pleasure of the Lord。
你要看见主喜欢不喜欢
？Ask if the Lord is pleased。
主要你往前跑啊
！The Lord wants you to run ahead。
主要你这个世界对你的吸引越来越少
，so that the world draws you less and less。
主要我们爱主的心越来越多
，the heart for God more and more。
主要我们越来越渴慕他的回来
，and to more and more desire His return。
如果你这退后
，and if you draw back from this，
主说我不喜欢
，the Lord said I am not pleased。
主没有说我不要你
，the Lord did not say I am forsaking you。
我感谢主，主不是这样说
，thank the Lord He did not say that。
主不是说你这样来我就不要你了，把你赶走。
He did not say, if you do this, I will cast you away.
就好像田径队里头，你跑的永远是跑最后。这个教练说，你以后明天你别不用来了哈。
If on the track and field team you keep running last, the coach might say, tomorrow you don't have to come.
你不要耽搁人家，明天你不用来了。
Let's not waste each other's time. Don't come tomorrow.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主没有。
The Lord didn't.
主没有放手。
He did not give up.
主还要鼓励我们。
He encourages us.
你知道我们主已经在前头一直等我们走上去，我们就走不上去。
You know, while the Lord is ahead, He keeps on waiting for us.
他已经招手说，来呀，来呀，前来呀。
He says, come, come up.
没想到你不往前，你反倒退后了。
But you're not going up, you're drawing back.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
原谅我这样说
Forgive me for saying this.
在我周围有很多我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Around me there are many my dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢主
I thank the Lord.
我看见他们走了一段
I saw that they have run the race.
走得很好
They've walked very well.
但为了各方各面的原因
But for the sake of many different reasons.
为了钱财的迷惑
And the love of money.
今生的骄傲
The pride of life.
眼目的情欲
The pride of eyes.
然后他就退后了
The lust of the eyes and they draw back.
退后了
And they've kept drawing back.
过了两年看到这位弟兄
2 years later when you see the same brother.
没有看到他属灵的进步。
You do not see the spiritual growth.
我们看见他退步了。
But we see he has drawn back.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我真希望。
I hope truly.
我们听完主的话。
That after we heard the word of God.
不是说哎呀我有知道多一点关于主再来的道理。
Oh, it's not so that I have known more about the teaching of the coming of the Lord.
我们真的能够认真的奔跑在这属灵的路上。
But sincerely we can run in this race.
我们不是跟人家比。
We're not running against other people.
我们要看自己。
But we look at ourselves.
我们要看自己。
We look at ourselves.
我们有没有进步。
Have we grown?
我们属灵里头有没有往前。
Have we moved forward spiritually?
不能够停下来
We cannot slow down.
我们更不能退后
We cannot even draw back.
如果这样的话我就得不到那个奖赏了
Otherwise we cannot receive the reward.
希伯来书的作者提醒我们
The writer of Hebrews tells us
用哈巴谷的话引用哈巴谷的话提醒我们
And he used the words of Habakkuk to remind us
义人必因信而活
The just shall live by faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我们知道这句话在新约圣经出现了三次
We know that 3 times in the New Testament it said this
第一次在罗马书
First in Romans
第二次在加拉太书
And then in Galatians
第三次在希伯来书
Now here in Hebrews
每一段都有它的重点
Every time has its own emphasis
那今天我不是在这里解说节节的经文
Today we're not here to explain this Bible verse
但是我在这里 从这些经文里头告诉我们一个重要的事实。
But here, from the Bible verse, it tells us an important fact.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们
，The writer of Hebrew tells us,
有一种人叫做义人。
There's a type of people. They are called the just.
义人的意思是什么呢
？What does it mean to be just?
义人的意思就是在神面前对的人。
That they are the right person before God.
神看见他点头。
When God sees him, God nods.
这就对了。
Then you are right.
弟兄姊妹，不是你守这个诫命，守那个诫命，那不过是外表的。
It is not outwardly you keep this commandment or keep that rule.
你说我做这个做那个，那就是义人了，不是的。
You say if I do this and that, then I am righteous. No.
罗马书告诉我们。
Romans tells us.
你因着信就得着称义。
By faith you are justified.
我们这般因信而得着称义的人。
And those of us who because believing we are justified.
因着基督的救恩。
And through the salvation of Christ.
我们每个人在神面前都是义人。
Every one of us, we are just.
我们的地位是义人。
We stand on the ground of just.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
地位是义人了。
You have the position of a righteous
man. 你有没有过着义人因着信而过的生活呢
？But have you lived the life of a righteous man?
如果你是义的话。
But if you are righteous.
你过怎么样的生活
？What kind of life do you live?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
在提摩太后书第四章。
In Second Timothy chapter 4.
他告诉我们说。
He tells us.
他说当跑的路我跑尽了。
That I have finished the course.
他说我跑完我的赛道了。
I have finished the race that I have run.
我要跑的我要快到终点了。
I am nearing the finish line.
就好像我们跑步的人我们要冲刺了我们要冲线了。
The athletes, they're running toward the finish line.
那保罗他怎么说
？What did Paul say?
这样的人
，for such a person,
有义的冠冕为他保留的。
They're reserved for him a crown of righteousness.
这个义就是这里的义，同一个字。
That righteousness is the same here, the just.
什么叫做义呢
？Who? What is righteous?
这个义是能够跑完他要跑的路的人，就做义了。
Is someone who finished the race that he's supposed to run, then he is right.
我记得前面弟兄说过。
I remember the elderly brother said.
什么叫做得胜者呢
？What is an overcomer?
得胜者就是一直坚持跑到终点的，就是得胜者。
An overcomer is someone who continues to the finish line.
不是走到一半不跑了。
It is not someone who stops halfway.
不是跑到一半就往后退了。
It is not someone who draws back halfway.
什么叫得胜者呢
？Who is an overcomer?
就是坚持跑到最后的是得胜者。
He who persists to run toward the end.
保罗他知道。
Paul knew.
他要得到不是能朽坏的冠冕。
He will receive the incorruptible crown.
他要得到一个公义的冠冕，是不能朽坏的冠冕。
A crown of righteousness that will not fade away.
只有冠冕告诉保罗说你对了。
And the crown tells Paul you are right.
你一生对了。
Your life is right.
感谢主，保罗的话不单停在哪里。
And we thank the Lord, Paul did not stop there.
保罗怎么说
？What did Paul continue to say?
不单是为着我。
Not just for me.
还为了谁啊
？Who else is it for？
为了爱慕他显现的人。
For all those who loved his appearing。
从一个角度来说
，From one aspect，
就是爱慕到终点的人。
It is those who love the finish line。
就是我一直跑，我希望能够跑到终点，这个爱慕的人。
Is those who desire and love to get to the finish line。
另外一个角度说
，From another perspective，
就是爱慕主显现的人。
Those who love the appearing of the Lord。
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
保罗说这就是对了。
And Paul says this is right。
这是义人。
This is the righteous man。
这是义的冠冕。
This is the crown of righteousness。
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
保罗有信心了。
Paul had faith.
保罗有把握。
Paul had assurance.
他说我有个冠冕为我存留的。
He said there lays reserved for me a crown.
这个冠冕叫做对的，叫做义的冠冕。
This is the right crown.
因为我爱慕主的显现。
Because I love the appearing of the Lord.
他招呼他的同伴。
He has called his companions.
招呼那些同在赛道上跑的弟兄们。
He has called the fellow brethren on this race.
弟兄们，你要爱慕主的显现。
Oh brothers, love the appearing of the Lord.
你要爱。
To love.
然后你就同我一样得到这对的冠冕。
And then with me you will receive the crown of righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
有个重点
There is a key point.
你信吗？
Do you believe this?
义的人他的生活是信。
The one who is righteous, his life is faith.
有一个参考资料这样说。
A reference material said this.
我也不懂希伯来文。
I do not know Hebrew language.
有一个参考资料是这样说的。
One commentary reference said this.
如果你发觉我错了，请你提醒我。
If you discover I'm wrong, please let me know.
他说一个义人他是因为神的信实而活的。
And the righteous man lives by the faithfulness of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们有多少的信心啊？
How much faith do we have?
加拉太书二章二十节告诉我们
Galatians 2:20 tells us
如今我在肉身活着
Now I live in my flesh
是因着神儿子的信实而活
By faith or by the faithfulness of the Son of God
原文就是名词不是动词
In the original language it is a noun not verb
我是因着神儿子的信实而活
By the faithfulness of the Son of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
希伯来书告诉我们说，主再来是应许。
And Hebrews tells us the coming of the Lord is a promise.
这是主答应我们的事。
This is something that the Lord has promised us.
我告诉你，郭丁强答应你的不一定能做的。
If Timothy Kwok promised you something, he may or may not do it.
有时候我心里虽然愿意，但是我软弱的。
Sometimes my heart is willing, but my flesh is weak.
譬如说，我答应给你跑100公尺，可以。跑个1000公尺，对不起了，我跑不动。
If I promise to run to 100 meter, probably 1000 meter, I can't.
我可以答应，但我跑不动啊。
I can agree to it, but I won't finish.
但弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
主的再来是应许。
The coming of the Lord is a promise.
这个应许主是信实的。
And the Lord, the one who promised, he is faithful.
你是不是因着这个信实而过你的生活呢
？Do you live your life because of this faithfulness?
一个对的人
a right person,
一个义人
a righteous person,
他的结果是这种公义的冠冕
and his end result is the crown of righteousness.
他得到公义的冠冕就是因为他爱慕主的显现
He can receive the crown of righteousness because he loved the appearing of the Lord.
而在他生活里头他就抓住一个的把握
And in his life he laid hold of this assurance.
神是信实的
God is faithful.
他答应的他一定要实现
What he has promised he surely will come to pass
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
天地可以改变
Heaven and earth will pass away
地上今天充满了多少的困难
In this earth they're filled with so many difficulties
还这个末后的日子已经太逼近了
And we're so near to the last day
我想不用我来描写
And I don't think I need to describe this for you
弟兄姊妹你看看报纸看看周围结果我们都非常的了解的
You look at the newspaper you look around you know this
但是在这一切事情发生的时候
But when all this is happening
你是义人吗
Are you a righteous person
你对吗
Are you right
如果你是对的话
If you are right
你就说一个爱慕主显现的人
You are someone who loves his appearing
你说主我要爱你
You say to the Lord Lord I love you
我要看见你
I want to see you
我渴慕你的显现日子快快的来到
I desire the day of your appearing
当你讲爱慕的时候
When you love it this way
神在天上就点头说对了
When God in heaven nods and said That's right
这就是对了
This is right
弟兄姊妹不是你做这个做哪个神说就是对了我那时候我们做错的
Brothers and sisters it's not about you do this you do that many times we're in the wrong
但弟兄姊妹当我们渴慕主再来的时候
But brothers and sisters if we desire for his coming
那我们就对了
Then we are right
当我们读希伯来书的时候我们看见有句话
When we read Hebrews we notice this
他说我们不是退后入沉沦的那些人
But we are not of those who draw back to perdition
乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人
But of those who believe to the saving of the soul
其实经文怎么理解呢
How do we understand this verse?
刚才我说了
I have just said
我们不退后
We do not draw back
我们往前
We go forward
但是希伯来书的人希伯来书的作者提醒我们
But the author of Hebrews reminds us
我们不是 哪一档人
We are not that category of people.
这里告诉我们说有两批人的。
It says there are two categories of people.
一批人 他是退后的。
One category, they draw back.
一批人是有就信往前的。
The other category, by faith, they press on.
那我们不是那些退后的人。
We're not the category of drawing back.
那如果我们退后。
And if we draw back.
那他这里怎么说呢？
Here it says.
就进到沉沦的里面去。
They draw back to perdition.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这个沉沦不是我们永远的沉沦说的。
This perdition does not speak of our eternal condemnation.
这个沉沦原文的意思也可以翻作枉费。
In the original language, you can translate this as waste.
就是马太26章、马可福音14章里头说到那个枉费。
In Matthew 26, in Mark 14, it speaks of a waste.
还记得玛利亚吗？故事吗
？Do you know, remember the story of Mary?
她拿着一瓶最珍贵的真拿达香膏。
She came with the alabaster jar of the true myrrh.
来到主的面前。
Come to the Lord.
把玉瓶打碎了。
She broke the alabaster jar.
她跟主说：“为着你，我一点保留都没有。”
As if she said to the Lord, "Lord, I reserve none for you."
然后把香膏倒在主的身上。
And she poured the anointing on the Lord.
她倒的时候。
And as she pours.
门徒看见居然不高兴。
And the disciples saw it, they were not pleased.
他怎么说
？What did they say?
何必这样枉费了
？What a waste.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
主的话太严肃了。
And the word of the Lord is solemn.
我可以这样说吗
？Can I say it this way?
如果你后退
，If you draw back,
你这一生就枉费了。
Your whole life is a waste.
如果你在后退
，If you draw back，
你一生就枉费了。
Your life is a waste.
弟兄姊妹，你可以跟人家说很多的话。
Brothers and sisters, you can say many things to people.
你看我多成功。
Look how successful I am.
好像年轻的弟兄跟我说：“哎呀 ，uncle 啊，现在汇丰银行请了我当什么什么经理了。”
Oh, some young people come to me, uncle. This bank has made me this manager.
啊，这个大公司聘了我了。
And this company, big company, they hired me.
啊，我这你知道我一年的薪水有多少
？Do you know how much I make a year?
哎呀，很高兴告诉我，每年年薪有六个数字。
And six digits every year they make.
哇，比我赚的多很多。
So much more than what I make.
过几年他跑来找我。
And a few years he come to me again.
Uncle, 现在我七个位了。
Now I'm seven digits now a year.
我眼睛一瞪。
I open my eyes.
想都没想过那么多。
I've never thought about that much money.
但是。
However.
过去他来聚会，现在不来了。
In the past, he came to the meetings, but no more.
过去在聚会里头很热切的祷告，现在听不到他的声音了。
In the past, he prayed fervently, no more.
是以前所有的服事，他就常常说：“我来干，我来干。”现在说：“我没空，我没空。”
In the past, all the services, he said, "Let me do it, let me do it." But now he says, "No time, no time."
人家看见他很好啊。
People see him, they think he's great.
成功人士啊
Successful person.
有多少人每年拿年薪是七个数字位的
How many people every year get a salary of seven digits?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
但主的话在这里下了一个非常好的定义啊
The Lord's word made a very good definition here.
在我眼里头对不起你这一生是枉费了
In my eyes,Forgive me, but your life is wasted.
废了。
Wasted.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我怎么把我感觉讲出来呢
？How can I share you my burden?
你在拼搏。你在拼搏。
You're working hard.
你付代价。
You pay the price.
你流着汗。
You sweat.
不是外面的汗呢，你脑子流汗呢。
Your brain is sweating.
想这个想那个。
You think about this, you plan that.
计划这个计划那个。
You make this kind of plan, that kind of plan.
铺排这个铺排那个。
And you're making arrangement for this and that.
需要你更上一层楼，再上一层楼，再上一层楼。
So that you can walk, climb higher and higher on the ladder.
但在属灵的事上，你下一个台阶，再下一个台阶，再下一个台阶。
But spiritually, you're going one step and step lower and lower.
你退后
，You draw back。
主说：“我心里不喜欢。
”The Lord said, "I am not pleased."
为什么不喜欢
？Why is He not pleased?
你枉费了。
You have wasted.
你存在没错。
You exist, right? True.
但是枉费了。
But you are a waste.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
人家的评价重要吗
Does it matter what people think about you?
到底主对你的评价重要不重要
Does it matter what the Lord think of you?
主是将劝勉我们
And this is the exhortation of the
Lord 如果你退后
If you draw back
有些人就是退到荒废的那个里头去
And they draw back to such an extent they have become a waste
弟兄姊妹我不用举太多的例子吧
Brothers and sisters, I don't have to give you a lot of examples
有的我亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers
他过去怎么追求
How they pursued in the past.
他告诉我说他要拿博士。
And they told me they want to pursue a doctor degree.
他拿到博士了。
They got the doctor degree.
他说他希望能够在大学里头当教授。
They want to become a professor in the university.
他在大学里头当了教授了。
They become a university professor.
然后他说我要当个系主任。
And they want to be a dean.
他也做了系主任了。
They become a dean.
然后他说我要当校长。
They want to be the president of the school.
当了校长。
They become the president.
好不好
Isn't it good?
聚会呢
What about the meetings?
爱主呢
What about loving the Lord?
等候主回来呢
What about waiting the appearance of the Lord?
渴慕主的显现呢
What about loving his appearance?
到哪里去呢
Where did all that go?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
但是主在我们心里头向我们提醒
May the Lord remind us in our heart
告诉我们说
And tell us this
我亲爱弟兄姊妹不能退后不能退后、啊、
My dear brothers and sisters You cannot draw back You cannot draw back
你往前奔跑啊
You need to run the race ahead
你不用跟他比不用跟其他人比
You do not compare with this person or that person
跟你昨天比
Compare with who you are yesterday
跟你前年比
Compare who you were last year
看看到底你对主认识增加了多少
Look how much knowledge you have gained about the Lord、
哎、我已经讲得太多了我不用再讲了
I have spoken enough on this
然后希伯来书作者告诉我们什么
And then the author of Hebrews tells us this
他说我们是一种人
He says we are a type of people
我们对主回来是充满了信心
That we are filled with hope of the coming of the Lord
我们知道主的应许是信实的
We know that he who promised is faithful
依着这样的信
And because of this faith
我的魂就得救了
My soul will be saved
这个得救不是我们从罪里头得救的拯救那个得救说的
This、salvation of the soul is not the salvation from sins
那严格说的其实不是 salvation 这个字不是的拯救这个字、
Strictly speaking this is not salvation
是你能够完全了
Is that you can be made complete
就是能够对了
You can be right
你的魂能够放在合宜修复的地位了
That your soul is at the right place restored
怎么说呢
How do we explain this?
我们的魂就好像一个破坏了的东西一样。
Our soul is like something that is damaged.
都坏的。
It's damaged.
大概你们不同意。
Perhaps you disagree.
但是你看看周围，看看你自己。
But if you look around, you look at yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们都承认说我们的魂是破坏的。
We confess that our soul is broken.
我们心思是破坏的
Our mind is broken
我们想了很多不该想的东西
We are mindful of many things that we should not
我们注意的事情很多不是我们应该注意的
We are focused on things that we should have not
我们的感情那就不用说了
And our emotion, you don't have to explain
我们爱主一点点
We love the Lord a little
我们爱其他的东西爱得太多了
We love things a lot
有很多我们不应该爱的我们去爱
There are things that we should not love but we love
我们不应该把感情投进去的我们把感情投进去
There are things that we should not put our emotions in but we did
我们的意志呢
What about our will
我们决定呢
What about our decisions
有的时候我们很可怕弟兄姊妹
Sometimes brothers and sisters we're fearful
我们决定要犯罪
We decide to sin
不要告诉我说没有啊
Don't tell me this never happened to you
因为我就是这样的人
Because I am such a person
我猜你们也差不多
My guess is you are similar
你不知道这是错的吗
Do you not know this is wrong?
你不知道这样做会得罪主的吗
Do you not know that by doing this you offend the Lord?
你不知道做这个事主不喜欢的吗
Do you not know that by doing this the Lord is not pleased?
你明明知道啊
Clearly you knew
好像我常常开玩笑说
Like I usually joke about this
我们去谈生意，我跟主说，主啊，我去谈生意，你别去哈。
I go to a business deal and I say to the Lord, Lord, I go to a business deal. Don't come with me.
你留在这里好，我回来再找你哈。
Lord, you stay here.
你留着就对了。
Lord, you stay here. I will come back to you.
那个地方你不能去的。
That place I go, you cannot go.
我定了志向。
I have determined.
要做不该做的。
That I will do the things I should not.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们心思是破坏的。
Our mind is broken.
我们的感情是破坏的。
Our emotions is broken.
我们的意志是破坏的。
Our will is broken.
如果你认为自己很健全，对不起，你这个想法已经很不健全了。
If you consider yourself very complete, I'm sorry, that thought alone is not complete.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
怎么修复它？
How do you restore this?
怎么把解你的心思、情感、意志来修复它
？How do you repair your mind, your emotion, and your will?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们
，The author of Hebrews tells us，
你因着对神的相信
，By the faith of the Lord，
你对主的话的信实，你抓住
，By laying hold of the faithful word of God，
主必定要回来。
God truly, He will return.
基督要再来。
Christ will come again.
因着他再来。
And because He's coming,
我们的心思能够对准了。
That our mind can focus on that.
我们所想的就是主啊，你什么时候来呢
？What is on our mind is Lord, when are you coming?
我们如果我们的思想是想到主的再来，你很多事情你做法就不一样了。
And if that's on your mind, you will do many things differently.
我们爱慕主的来。
We love His appearing.
我们爱是爱主的再来的显现。
We love His coming again.
弟兄姊妹，如果你爱这个
，Brothers and sisters, if you love this,
你就把很多不应该去爱慕的，你把它丢弃了。
You will have forsaken many things that you should not have loved.
如果你定了志向
，and if you have set your determination,
你能够坦然无惧的站在基督的台前。
You will be able to stand at the judgment seat of Christ with boldness.
你定了志向说，主，我要讨你的喜欢。
If you have determined that, Lord, I am going to please you.
我不要圣灵为我担忧。
I do not want the Holy Spirit to grieve for me.
我不要做一个退后的人。
I do not want to become someone who draws back.
我立定志向，我不要过这个生活。
I have determined that I will not live like that.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
你心思修复了。
Your mind has been restored.
你的感情得到修复了。
Your emotion is restored.
你的意志得到修复。
And your mind is restored.
原文灵魂没有灵字，只有魂字。我想我提过了。
In the original language, it's only just soul, not spirit and soul.
到底我们的魂怎么能够有一个漂亮、健全的魂呢
？But today, how can we have a complete, perfect soul?
不是去上几个课那个课。
Not to go to this kind of class, that kind of teaching.
不是的
，Not really。
怎么做
？How do we do it？
我们因着信心活在主的面前。
By faith we live before our God。
我们因着信而往前。
By faith we press on。
因着信我们走奔拿摆在我们前头的赛跑。
By faith we run the race that is set before us。
我们知道其实终点在望。
We know that the finishing line is so close。
还有一点点时候。
Just a little while。
好像我力气够不上了。
Just as my strength is running out。
已经跑不动了。
And I can't run anymore。
但是我注目那个终点。
But I gaze upon that finish line。
我要努力。
I want to work hard。
我要坚持。
I want to persist。
我要信心。
I want to have faith。
我要往前走上去。
Run with endurance。
那我的思想就对了。
And then my mind is right。
我的感情也对了。
My emotion is right。
我的意志也对了。
My will is right。
Brothers
and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主将来招呼我们。
And this is the calling of our Lord.
主叫我们说。
And He said,
我们等候他回来。
We wait for His coming.
基督的再来。
And the return of Christ.
我们就一直奔在摆在我们前头的路程。
We will run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们不能站在这里。
We cannot stand still.
我们更不能退后。
We cannot draw back.
我们往前奔。
But we run ahead.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我小的时候很怕听到讲道的时候讲主的再来。
When I was young, I'm very afraid to hear a sermon on the coming of the Lord.
我想到主的再来我就害怕了。
When I think about the coming of the Lord, I'm afraid.
但现在感谢主，我大概进步了一点点。
But thank the Lord, I probably grow a little bit.
现在我想到见到主的面。
Now I think about seeing the Lord.
我真从心里头开心。
And I'm rejoicing from the bottom of my heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters，
你爱慕主的显现吗？
Do you love for His appearing？
你要往前直奔他摆在我们前头的路程吗？
Run straight ahead the race that is set before us。
你以主的笑脸作为你的满足吗？
May His smiling face as your satisfaction。
我们祷告。
Let's pray。
主，感谢你，我们从来不孤单。
Dear Lord, we thank you. We were never alone.
因为这属天的道路，你是跟我们同走的。
Because you walk this heavenly journey together with us.
主，但愿我们真的看见你的荣耀。
O Lord, may we truly see your glory.
我们看见这属天的招呼。
And we can see the heavenly calling.
我们就快跑跟随你。
We will run after you.
主，求你说话。
O Lord, speak.
吸引我们的心向着你。
O Lord, draw our heart towards you.
我们叫爱慕你显现。
We love your appearing.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.